we had not worked together since the Wonder Years.
You're kicking off Countdown to Christmas this year. Tell me about You, Me, and the Christmas Trees.
You, Me, and the Christmas Trees is a super fun movie. I play a tree scientist. I'm actually an evergreen expert. And by the way, first time I've ever played a scientist in a Hallmark movie, which is very exciting for me because I love math and science. It's a whole other part of my career. So I really embraced this role of being a tree scientist, did all my research and all the rest of it. Super fun. My co-star, played by Ben Ayers, he is the owner, he plays Jack, the owner of a Christmas tree farm whose trees are suffering. The needles are falling and nobody really knows why. He can't figure it out. They've brought in all their experts, and he calls me because he heard about this tree lady who's a Christmas tree whisperer, actually, is my nickname. And he calls me. I'm on my way to spend Christmas with my family. I get this call. I stop by his tree farm and I'm completely sucked into this mystery because it's bizarre and none of it makes sense. And so it's kind of like this fun like mystery element to it as well. You know, I've done my matchmaker mysteries on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. So it was kind of fun to play like the mystery aspect of it. But this time it's about trees, not about catching a murderer.
A little lower stakes, but still very important.
Different. Christmas is at stake. There's still high stakes. So having that and then getting sucked into the mystery of that while maybe kind of starting to feel some chemistry with Jack, you know, kind of adding to my tug of staying there versus my tug of going home to spend Christmas with my family. I'm like, but I have to solve this and I think I'm falling in love and whatever. And then on top of all that, we have this really fun element to the story, which is that Jason Hervey, who played Wayne Arnold on The Wonder Years, he's the owner of a rival tree farm. So he's not that upset that Jack's trees are having some sort of issue. And that's kind of a fun dynamic to play as well. And his name, by the way, he played Wayne on The Wonder Years. He plays Dwayne.
Wow. There you go.
Is, you know, kind of fun.
Yeah.
And it's great working with him. We had not worked together since The Wonder Years. We've been friends the whole time, family friends, our families are friends. And it was so bizarre to share the screen with him again, to be on set with him. It was like this really crazy deja vu because he basically looks the same. I mean, he hasn't really changed. And so it was bizarre, but it really, really special and very fun.
How did that come about? Was it your idea to have him come in and play? Did he just audition? Was it like organic, or how did this Wonder Years reunion happen?
Hallmark said, hey, we are, you know, want some interesting, fun casting for this role. Do you have any ideas? And I was like, yeah, how about Jason Hervey? Because he doesn't really act that much anymore. He's a producer mostly, but it's been years since he's acted. But I mean, I was like, yeah, he'd be perfect for this role. And I think it would be so much fun. And he was game. He was available. Well, he made time in his schedule for it. And it happened. It was great. I mean, you know, it's funny when you have an idea, you have a crazy idea. Well, what about this idea? And then like suddenly it's happening.
Yes.
It was awesome.
Did it feel like no time had passed, or did it feel like it had been a really long time?
You know, it's that bizarre combination of the two, where on the one hand, it feels like forever. On the other hand, you're like, wait, I'm looking at the same person. I'm hearing somebody say action. And it was like deja vu. It just brought you right back.
It's obviously very timely too, because The Wonder Years is back in a new form. Have you seen the reboot at all yet? Have you checked it out?
Yeah, no, I mean, Fred showed me the pilot months ago, actually. Yeah, no, they did a great job with it. And Don Cheadle is amazing as the narrator. And Dulé Hill, he and I worked together on The West Wing many moons ago. He's fantastic in this. He might be my favorite character of anyone in the cast. I mean, they all do a great job, but there's something about Dulé. He really rocked it.
Obviously it's different characters and stuff, but the character that Milan is playing seems to be sort of like the Winnie of it all. Have you talked to her at all? And do you have any advice that you would give her?
Oh, I mean, I think I posted something on Instagram back. I haven't gotten to actually talk to her myself, but she's great in it. She's great. And she's also like tougher in some ways than Winnie was, which is pretty awesome. But she did a great job in the pilot. I'm sure she's going to continue to do an amazing job.